this is like Kevin Beesaw said that, like similar districts have done already, is offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus. We do have rules associated with that sign-on bonus. For example, you have to be a first-time hire, is how you would qualify. You have to be CDL certified and Texas certified to drive a school bus. So we're looking for those people who are route ready. They would give them the $500 on their first check, but then they'd get their second check of $500, 6 months of continuous employment. They also would have to be in good standing. But the reason why we decided to move this way is right now we are primarily hiring people who do not have their CDL, and it's really worked out well for us. We bring them in and we train them, but we pay them for their time here while being trained, which was kind of a new idea a couple of years ago. But all that training, depending on the level of the driver, the needs, what they may come in knowing already or not knowing anything when they start with us, costs us about 120 hours worth of training, which is about $1,300. So really this, if we can find drivers that are ready to hop on a bus after just a little training, that initial getting to them, you know, through all the processes, it really will save us, or at least be kind of a net zero for us to move this direction. Anyway, that's why we're kind of looking for this sign-on option.
How short are we now?
Today, Warren was the only one not driving. It varies from day to day. Mondays and Fridays tend to be the most difficult. It has gotten better with the COVID numbers dropping. But we would love to have about 20 more drivers right now to be real comfortable. Back where we were 2 years ago.
Okay.
Would make us really happy.
Thank you.
I move Thank approval you. Of a sign-on bonus for bus drivers with CDL credentials as presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Dr. Harland and a second by Ms. Waller. If there's no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries as moved.